week into the Trump administration, and little known or noticed press release came out on Friday that Senator Kevin Cramer, our junior senator from North Dakota, was named chair of the Senate Armed Services Airland Subcommittee, which oversees the U.S. Air Force, U.S. Army, National Guard and Reserve. And so I've called on a pro to kind of put that into perspective for us and talk about what that'll mean. The chairman emeritus of the National Defense Industrial Association, himself owner of M International, longtime supplier to the defense and aerospace industries, graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy, and best of all, best thing we love about him, and he's a Valley City, North Dakota native, Dick McCann. Welcome back to the show, Dick. How are you?
Go Highliners.
Thank you, Kip. Yeah, go Highliners, exactly. It's been a long time, but I'm very pleased to talk to you about Kevin a little bit and how well he's done for North Dakota and for the country.
So, first of all, what is the role of the chair of the Senate Armed Services Airland Subcommittee? What's his new post here going to be all about?
Well, he's on the Senate Armed Services Committee, which oversees our military services, and they oversee all the programs. They'll be recommending and overseeing funding. They'll be making major decisions on basing, but especially on equipment, training, all of these things and requirements that our military is faced with. And it's almost the utmost job as far as Air Force and Army are concerned. There's a Sea Power Committee and others that do other things, but he'll be overseeing the programs for the Army and for the Air Force. So it's a very high responsibility, especially in times as important as they are right now.
What kind of juice does a chairman have of a committee like that? I mean, what? Obviously, being on the committee is a big deal. I think it's the first time a North Dakotan's been on the Armed Services Committee, but now he's chair of this subcommittee directly with oversight. I mean, just in the whole national defense world and the, you know, the in the judicial, or excuse me, in the legislative branch here, what kind of juice does a chairman come with?
Well, tremendous amount of juice, because when people want their programs, their various programs, they have to come to him. And he's more or less the final say for something to move forward. So he has a virtual power to continue programs or to start new programs or to kill some existing programs. I might be wrong, but Senator Young years ago may have served on the Senate Armed Services Committee, but it's a very rare opportunity, and especially somebody from North Dakota. So it's a prized position that Senator Cramer has evolved into.
I know you're
rightfully so.
Yeah,
because of the respect of others for him.
Yeah, what do you think? I mean,
well, the other thing,
how do you land?
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to say.
Let me first ask you about how did he land there that quickly? How did he get that kind of attention from Chairman Wicker and others to John Thune that make that decision?
Well, he's one of the most highly respected people in the Senate as he's evolved over a period of time. And he works very closely with Senator Hoeven, and they're a great pair because Senator Hoeven sits on the Appropriations Committee. So once they decide upon programs, they have to be funded. So Senator Hoeven sits in a very key position for North Dakota. It's really rare to have the two of them in the positions that they have. So Kevin sits in the authorizing committee for all these programs, and Senator Hoeven sits on the funding committee for them. But he's just highly respected. He had a great relationship with Senator McConnell, who's been the leader up until recently. Senator Thune has taken over. But he had a great relationship with Senator McConnell. Senator McConnell asked him to serve on various committees. I think he served on five committees this last time, more than any other senator. And he works very hard. He's very smart. He's quite very intelligent fellow. So he's gained a lot of respect throughout the Senate and the House. So I'm not sure the people of North Dakota realize what a great individual they have in him and how well respected he is in town. The last thing I would say is that of all the people in Congress, the president and has probably more confidence or a better relationship with him than anybody else in Congress. He calls him for advice. In fact, I've been with him when President Trump years ago when he was president the first time, but now when he calls him just for advice, almost off the cuff. So there's a great informal and formal relationship that he has with the president also. And other members of Congress realize that and know that.
Yeah, it's certainly an asset for North Dakota there, no doubt about it. And I think it's easy for us that have known him for years, as well as Senator Hoeven. And, you don't necessarily, I don't know, you take it for granted a little bit, right, that you have two folks that have that kind of respect. And obviously, the president's ear and, are doing things sort of quietly, right, Dick, that you don't know about that are pretty consequential to the state and certainly our national defense.
Yeah, I'm always surprised when I come up there, because we do come up and stay up there in that area in the summertime. The people don't realize some of the things that have been accomplished by Senator Kramer. Grand Forks and Grand Forks Air Force Base is a great example. It was dead 3 years ago. It was about to be closed, and I'm a retired Air Force officer. And through the work of Kevin Kramer and some help from John Hoeven, but especially work through Kevin Kramer, not only have we been able to keep Grand Forks Air Force Base open, it has really proliferated. And you'll notice there's B-21s embedded up there right now. Not B-21s, B-1s embedded up there right now. But we've got the Space Development Agency that's gone in up there. We've got a new mission for the U.S. Air Force that it's gone in. And there's some future programs with drones and other special aircraft that will be going into Grand Forks. So he's done a magnificent job over the last 3 years in helping survive that particular base and make it so it will continue for many years to come. And I can't imagine the number of jobs it saved for North Dakota, the amount of money that it puts into the state, but it's wonderful what's been accomplished there by him and some help from Senator Hoeven.